Double dice.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Double Dose. Hey Taylor.
Hello.
I'm really excited for this episode.
A special episode.
A very special limited edition episode all about OnlyFans.
Finally.
We've been asked this a lot. A lot of people want to know about the ins and outs of the industry.
Everything we know.
Yeah, exactly. So Taylor and I have a bit of experience because we've been doing this. I've been doing it for 3 years. She's been doing it for a year.
Mm-hmm.
We've both managed to get to the top 0.02%.
Yeah.
Go us. So we have a lot of advice to give. But I thought we would start off with us telling you guys about our story and how we started and where we started, because I think a lot of people think that we started with a large following and that's how we got so successful, and that's not true.
Not true at all.
So do you want to start off?
I will start. I started my account. I was working full-time in retail. I had 1,400 followers on Instagram, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It was very much so just like family, friends, a few other random people, whatever. I was like, oh, I've got over 1,000 followers. That's really cool.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I was unhappy in my full-time job and decided to take the leap with lots of support from my partner, and then literally one day just started it.
Yep.
Posted a story on Instagram and went from there.
Amazing.
In my first month, I started making more than $1,000 a week, and I was like, okay, that's my cap. That's now overtaking my salary at General Pants. Mm-hmm. So that's when I quit my full-time job, tried to drop down to casual.
Yeah.
And that wasn't working because I didn't want to go and work in a store for 4 hours when I knew I could be at home and make that money pretty much instantly.
Yeah.
And yeah, then I had a little bit of a debacle that skyrocketed me to fame.
Yes, talk about that.
We can talk about that. Okay. So 2 months in, my stepdad was subscribed and I found out.
Yes.
And that blew up the internet, but it didn't blow up the internet until 6 months after.
Yeah, it took a while because this is how I first knew who you were, because I saw your TikTok story talking about it, and I was like, this cannot be true, like what the fuck. I think I messaged you or something.
Yeah.
And that's sort of when I first heard about you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that was like what, October last year or something?
I think my first TikTok that I posted was like November or December of last year. That one did get over a million views.
Yes.
So that grew me quite a little bit. And then I sort of saw the power of TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember how many. I think I might have had like maybe 70 subscribers at that time at the end of last year. Like I really didn't have a lot. And then I started, you know, connecting with a lot more girls on social media, and you know, share each other or follow each other or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then grew to, you know, 150 or so subscribers. And I thought that was amazing. And then the media picked me up in May of this year. Mm-hmm. And I went from about 4,000 Instagram followers to 38,000.
It was like so crazy to watch this as an outsider, because I would like, my favorite hobby every morning was going onto Taylor's Instagram to see how many followers she gained overnight.
Yeah.
And it would be like 20,000 or like what. It was like insane. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah. So now I've just hit, I think, 42,000.
Yeah.
So I definitely, after all of this happened in May, I've definitely taken a step back from social media. I'm just slowly getting myself back into the TikTok game.
Yeah.
Lately. I feel like the last couple of months I'd post something and be like, nah, not good enough. Take it down. Because it got 15 million views, my viral one.
Yeah. Nothing's, it's kind of hard to top that.
Yeah.
I've never had a video do that well.
Insane. I have subscribers who don't speak the same language as me. Yeah. And it just went nuts.
Because it was like international, like it made international news. It was like all over the world.
Yeah. So that is, I guess, something we'll get into later about promoting. But yes, TikTok is freaking awesome. My subscribers went from 150 to 10,000.
Which is insane.
In 10 days. I hit the 10K, which was nuts.
Yeah.
And yeah, ever since then, I've just been doing my thing.
Yeah.
Consistent content, talking to them. And yeah, now I'm floating, I think, at like 0.2%.
Yeah.
Which obviously I hit 0.02 and then
that, yeah.
it's probably my own fault that I didn't keep the momentum going because I was terrified of what was going on, to be honest.
Yeah.
But yeah, so now I'm still top 0%, which is amazing. Amazing. And that's my story.
I love it.
What's your story?
Okay, so my story is, I kind of have told the story of how I got into OF, but yeah, I was working a marketing job. I wasn't earning very much money. I think I was on like 60K a year or something, and I wanted to move out of home. And I was like wanting to buy a house in the future. I was like, let's just start an OF.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just make like an extra grand a month. Like that's literally what I went into it thinking. And then I started it. And yeah, like you, I think I doubled my monthly income that first month.
Yeah.
But I also had a feeling it was probably mostly people that I knew that were subscribing. And then I like tapered off a little bit because my videos started getting shared around social circles and I was scared I was going to lose my job. Fast forward a year, I decided to pick it back up again, like fully, like really dive into it. Then I did lose my job and then I started doing it full time. When was it? Start of last year.
Yeah.
So it's almost been 2 years of me doing it full time. At that point, January of last year, I did not have that many Instagram followers. I think I had like 6,000 Instagram followers. And honestly, over that whole last year, I didn't grow much at all on Instagram. I think I had like 15,000 by January of this year. So it was a very slow growth.
Yeah.
But I thankfully did have quite a few subscribers. I think I had like 1,200 subscribers consistently throughout last year, which, you know, obviously I thought was quite good. But I really started blowing up when I started telling my stories on TikTok in around the same time as you went viral, which was May. And that completely changed the game for me. Yeah. Like I went from, I mean, I'm happy to talk about like how much we earn. I think it's, are you comfortable?
Yeah.
Okay. So I went from earning probably like 30 grand a month, which was, I was obviously really happy with, to earning about 100 grand a month in May. And I was like, this is what I used to dream of. Like, I literally used to have a spreadsheet and like dream of like write down my goals and like what I was going to be earning and stuff. And like, I never thought it would actually happen. So I managed to like consistently keep that up for the next 6 months. And then things really took a turn last month when, like a positive turn, when Lad Bible started posting me on their Instagram.
Yeah.
And I, again, like sort of went viral internationally.
Their reach is amazing.
Oh, like the media is like next level.
Yeah.
Like it really is. So it just, that's what shot me to 0.02. And last month I earned like $210,000, which is like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's like, insane.
I know you said this about that when you were like, when it happened to you, like you're kind of like, it's just like so surreal. It's like, what do I do with this?
Yeah, I had absolutely no idea what to do with it.
Yeah, and it is like that.
When that hit my bank account, which actually, here's a fact that people might not know. The $10,000 on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
So it will only withdraw $10,000 at a time.
Yeah.
So I was getting, and then it converts to Australian. So I was getting like, 16 grand, 16 grand, 16 grand all in the same day.
Because if you have your, what's it called? Automatic payouts.
Yeah,
So there's the thing on OnlyFans where you can have your manual payouts, which I do that. So I do it manually, but you can have automatic like weekly payouts.
Yeah, mine's automatic.
So if she earned 100 grand in a week, which I believe she did.
Yeah.
It's like it would have been 10
payments of into my account.
16 grand Australian, which is
might have been 15. I can't remember. Yeah. Whatever the conversion was at that time.
And it just rocked up one day.
Like refreshing ANZ on that night. And I was like, oh my God.
It's so fucked.
It's still sitting in my account. Because I don't know what to do with it. It's just I'm scared of the money.
I know, it's like stop. No, it's don't come. No, but yeah, I mean that's basically my story. And I guess like, you know, there is a bit of a fear of what happens when like it drops off a bit, but I think that's gonna happen. Like I've prepared myself for the fact that I'm not gonna constantly stay in the top 0.02.
Yeah.
It probably will drop off. But staying consistent and making good content and continuing putting yourself out there and stuff like that is just how you do it.
Yeah. The only thing that I would change and I guess advise you on is your content. I'm obviously a subscriber of yours. Your content is very consistent every day. And when I skyrocketed, I didn't do a live stream for 2 weeks because I was like, holy shit, there's 10,000 people that could be coming on.
Yeah.
When my live streams are normally like 20 to 80 people. Yeah. And that was like really scary for me. So I didn't do it. And I look back now and I think if that happens again, I need to keep doing my live streams and I need to keep like showing up for my subscribers because that could be the reason why,
right,
like, you know, a couple of them turned their renew off or true, whatever they chose to do. Also, a lot of them were probably just sticky beaks and there's this girl on Lad Bible. I'm going to go see what she's doing. But
100%.
Yeah, I just, that's my only advice, is just keep doing what you're doing. Don't, the subscribers, you want them to stay.
Yeah, I think that's like, that's actually in my notes for a tip to give, is like always be consistent. You want to show your subscribers that you're posting constantly and you're interacting with them constantly, so they're actually, they're getting something for their money.
Yeah.
I think that's really important.
Yeah, I was just too, I remember the night when I had the live stream scheduled and I remember canceling it and I was like, okay, I've got thousands and thousands of people and it takes 2 seconds for someone to leak this.
Right, yeah.
And that's what got in my head. But I look back now, I'm like, you know what? If it got leaked, good.
Yeah.
Just that's someone else who would come and subscribe. Exactly. Like, go and show the world.
So true.
But yeah, consistency is definitely key.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the stigma around OnlyFans and especially how to handle your family.
Yep.
I went through my message requests yesterday and I had lots of girls messaging me asking about this.
Amazing.
How did you go telling your family?
I did it the wrong way. So take this as an example of what not to do. I procrastinated it for so long and I literally just got to a point where I was like, well, I'm just going to wait for them to find out. Sure enough, my mum found out from a Channel 7 news article, didn't speak to me for 2 weeks. Not because of what I was doing, but because she was like, the whole world knew what my daughter was doing and I didn't.
Yeah.
Fair enough. And then my dad found out literally like a month ago when the Daily Mail rocked up at his door asking for a statement about me.
Ridiculous.
And he was like, what? What's OnlyFans? So don't do that. However, I'm very fortunate that my mum and dad are both fine with it.
Yeah.
They were totally, I don't know why I was so scared to tell them. I should have just told them. So that's not what, that's what not to do. How did you go when you told your family?
I didn't tell my dad.
Okay.
He found out when the world found out.
Yeah.
And when my stepdad was subscribed. So he was seeing red when not only, oh, Taylor's doing this, but the man that she was living with has seen everything. So my dad was apparently punching walls, which was great. But he doesn't quite understand the website. He knows what I do. He knows the extent of what I do. He like has spoken to me and my partner about it. And he's just like, you guys are happy. You've got a lot of money. Cool.
Do your thing.
My mum is still very, some days are good, some days are bad. It's very like up and down. And same as my sisters. My sisters, we're all very different. One of them is probably the, I mean, like we're conservative in some ways, but then also we're all very out there.
Yeah.
And I think that they just never expected it and it was probably very jarring.
Right.
But I always told my sisters, my mum and my stepdad from the beginning, I was like, you're going to see this posted on Instagram. This is what I'm doing. And my mum was like, what about work? And I was like, this is work.
Yeah.
And she's like, no. She's like, what about your job? Are you just going to quit General Pants? And I was like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, but she just couldn't understand that I was making more money that way. And she's like, you're just sitting at home in the sun all day. And I was like, exactly. Like, this is what I wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's still, it's quite a hard conversation. And my extended family is literally 50-50 with 50%. My dad's side all are fine with it. Don't care. My mum's side, don't talk to me anymore.
Right. Okay.
So yeah, I definitely had a hard time with everyone coping with it. But the biggest thing, even for my mum, who doesn't fully agree, is she was like, I don't want you to lose yourself.
Right.
So as long as I'm staying true to myself and, you know, not getting caught up and thinking I'm some celebrity and like doing something I'm not comfortable with, then she's going to be fine. Like I've always said from the beginning, these are my boundaries. It's always going to stay online. I'm not going to, you know, go into full service or anything like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's it. It's still something I think that you, if your family is anything like mine, you're going to have to forever work through it.
I think also I wanted to talk about the concerns that my mum had when we finally had that discussion after the 2 weeks, because I think it's like going to be very similar to yours.
Yeah.
My mum was worried about like, okay, well, you're probably going to lose. Oh, no, I had lost my job at this point. Yeah. So you've lost your job. You're going to do this full time now. Okay, well, you're not going to be employed again if this goes south. That was her concern, was that like, you're unemployable now because everyone knows. Yeah. So yeah, fair concern. And I said to her, look, mum, this is what I want to do. I have plans for the future. I'm going to invest in property. Like I'm going to be okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure that I guess like when you're having this conversation, you've already thought about all the concerns that she might have.
Mm-hmm.
So when I had the conversation, I knew what her concerns would be and I was right. And I came prepared. So
yeah.
she was worried about stalkers. And I said, look, Mum, I'm very careful about, you know, posting around my house or like in my location where I live, and I don't tell anyone where I live, like, you know, all of that. She was worried just about, like, I guess, regrets in the future. Like, am I going to have a family one day and then regret, you know, the choices I made? And I said to her, Mum, I'm like, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. I want to set myself up and my kids up for the future. I want to be able to provide for them, and I want to be able to give them a life that they deserve.
Yeah.
So just making sure that you think through all these things before you have the conversation, and you can like ease any concerns that they have. Of course, it's going to take time for them to come around, but you just...
You need to be sure
yeah.
for your parents to be able to back you.
Exactly. You have to know with 100% certainty that you've made the right decision and this is what you want to do with your life.
Yeah. Because you see it all the time. You don't want to start up an account and be like, this is what I'm going to do and promote it. And then 2 weeks later, you're looking for a job because you didn't put everything into it and it didn't work out. That's when your parents are going to be like, well, what now? Your nudes are out there and you decided to go back and get another job.
Another good point to make there is it's not going to take 2 weeks to make money. Yeah. It will take you a lot longer. You might have a really good, this is another thing that I see with my management agency. A lot of girls start and have a really good first month and think that that's going to continue on, but it doesn't, because a lot of those people are people that they know that have seen their TikToks or whatever and have subscribed. It does drop off, and it's going to take a lot of hard work and a lot of hustling and, you know, a lot of social media to like bring yourself up to that level.
Yeah.
So don't expect it to be quick. It's hard work.
Yeah. If you're in it and your parents or your family, whoever you need to tell and you're worried about telling, you've got a plan, you're in it fully, and you're happy with your decision, and you're not just scrambling for money and it's not like a last resort.
Exactly.
Then it might be hard, but they're going to be okay eventually.
Yeah. And you know what? I don't want to say that, because sometimes they're not. I know people whose parents were not okay with it. It depends on the situation and what your parents are like. If they're super conservative, they might not be okay with it. I think that's a conversation you need to have with yourself. Mm. Am I okay with losing a family member or friends or whatever? And I think deep down you'll know the answer to whether or not you will lose family and friends, because you know them.
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. All right. So next up, we're going to talk about marketing, because marketing is like the most important thing when it comes to OnlyFans. You could have an OnlyFans page, but if you're not marketing it, you're going to get zero subscribers.
Yeah.
So what advice do you have, Taylor?
Mine is like just turning your everyday life into your brand.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like the more authentic and the more yourself you are, people are going to be drawn to that.
Yeah.
People can see through fakeness on social media, unfortunately. So that's something that I'm still leaning into and learning to do now. Instead of trying to copy someone else's photo that got millions of likes, I'm like, no, I want to like do what's my own version. Like, an example I can think of is Honey Brooks, who we've had on.
Oh, yeah.
How she has just made her farm life her brand.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she's a great example.
And people love her for that. Yeah. And I talk to her about it and she's like, Taylor, you're at the gym every day. She's like, you need to have gym content and keep posting those gym photos, because then you're going to attract the whole population of the world who wants gym content.
Yeah, the gym content. Yeah.
Just sticking to something that is you and is natural to you and that you love.
Yes.
That's the best part of marketing, because it's easier.
100%.
Instead of pretending to be someone that you're not.
I definitely agree. And it's interesting that you say that, because I found with me, like last year, I was constantly trying to like copy the little dancing trends and stuff. And I used to cringe at myself, because that is not me.
I can't dance.
I cannot dance. I hated the thirst traps. It was not my brand. It felt so wrong, but I didn't know how else to get a following. I didn't know what else to do. It wasn't until this year that I started literally just being myself and telling stories on TikTok that, you know, that's what
you get the most traction.
Yeah. And that's my brand now. It's like, I'm the girl who tells crazy stories.
Yeah. and this goes through into your actual OnlyFans content as well.
What do you mean?
Like my best selling content, I don't know about you, but my best selling content is, you know, there might be a slight mistake where I might start laughing or like something goes wrong and I'm just myself.
Yeah.
Or that's why my live streams every single week are the best. I could go on and not even get naked and talk to them and I've made $500 because I'm just being myself.
I agree with that 100%. I think the content that's really forced and fake and like it's obvious that it's not authentic and it's not you, it's not going to sell as well.
Yeah.
It's the imperfect content that does well.
Yeah.
Because it's just you. And everyone, that's why people subscribe to you on OnlyFans. Like I've said this 1,000 times, but I'll keep saying it. anyone could go onto Pornhub and search skinny blonde girl with tits and find someone that looks like me and get a good free video.
Yeah.
What sets us apart is that we are our own people. We have a personality that attracts our subscribers. They want to get to know us and they want to spend money on us because, you know,
they come for us.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
And the only way to do that is to market yourself on TikTok, on Instagram, on some people everything. Use Reddit, Twitter, like you name it. Use every social media you can to market yourself and create that brand and find your niche.
Mm.
Yeah.
Niche is hard too.
Niche is hard. And not everyone has a niche. I know I don't.
I don't think I do.
Yeah.
There's definitely things that, I mean, I don't even know. I'm just known as the stepdad girl.
Yeah. Well, I'm known as the girl who slept with 300 people.
Yeah. Is that our niche?
I guess that's our brand.
With what you were talking about with all your different accounts, you've put here, I'm so bad at this, but keeping your name consistent.
Okay, yeah. So that,
I'm not good at this.
I think it's important and I think a lot of people miss this. And I'm not saying it's like you have to do it, but I've just always had Annie Knight. Or like Annie K Knight or Annie Knight 38. Like I'm very consistent with my name, specifically on TikTok.
Yeah.
You'll notice every time I lose an account, thanks to TikTok taking it down, I'll recreate the same account with just one number different.
Yeah.
Because I want people to recognize my name when that video pops up on their feed and like, oh my God, I used to follow this girl on her old account. I'll follow that.
Yeah. Okay.
And also like then when you move across to Instagram, you know, not being like, why is their name different? Or I can't be bothered clicking on their icon. I'll just search their name on Instagram. Can't find it.
Yeah, because it's different.
Mm. The only thing is, obviously, with OnlyFans, I do have a different name, and I think it's important to have a separate name to your main name because if you do get leaks or whatever, it's harder for people to find them because it will be under your OnlyFans
that's
name.
That's right.
I think being consistent with your social medias and the names that you use is important for your brand.
That's a good tip.
Yeah.
I need to implement that myself.
Mm-hmm.
Our next little segment is specifically TikTok advice.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I feel like there's a lot to talk about in this.
There is.
I think for me on TikTok, well, actually, there's a lot of basic advice. Don't put your OnlyFans link in your bio, whatever you do, because I did that once and that's why I got banned.
Banned.
That's like a basic tip, but some people might not know that. I think like just making sure that you're creating TikToks that are really engaging and that, you know, as I said previously, showing your personality.
Yeah.
Always show your personality. And I think instead of doing the thirst traps and just following else what everyone else is doing, make TikToks, as you said, like your daily life, things that have happened to you. Something crazy might happen to you and you're like, oh my God, this is such a good TikTok. I literally just pick up my camera and start filming.
Yeah.
People need to it takes a while to switch that, like switch in your brain to start thinking like that.
Yeah.
But that's like how you have to do it.
I had one go viral, not too big, but like viral enough the other week.
Yeah.
And I got pissed off because I was walking into the post office and this lady blew her vape in my face.
Oh.
And she was probably like 50.
Yeah.
And I was like, why is she even vaping? Like what, you're 50, what are you doing vaping? So I got in the car and made a TikTok about it.
But see, that's so crazy.
I'm so mad.
That was like when I went to the beach and that lady told me off for wearing the bikini. The first thing I did when I got home was make a TikTok about it, and that blew up. And the media picked it up as well, which is my next point, that if you do make engaging TikToks that people are interested in and they do go viral, there is a chance that the media will pick that up and you will gain OnlyFans subscribers from that media article.
Yeah.
And we both know that that takes you to a whole other level.
Which it does. Yeah, the media just taps into a lot of people who aren't on TikTok.
Yeah.
And which is kind of what you want. Like TikTok, teenagers and kids have TikTok, but we obviously want subscribers who are going to spend and the older generation don't really have TikTok.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good way to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about the tip. I think we both use it. The 3-second rule on TikTok.
Is that where the first 3 seconds?
The first three seconds.
Yeah.
To catch someone's attention.
Yeah. You've got 3 seconds to engage the watcher.
Yeah.
So it has to be something like, I just got shat on by a bird, or like literally just came into my head right then and there. I don't know. Like I just face planted into dog shit.
How do you like do that though?
Like you fall face first on the ground in it.
But I feel like my TikTok, like.
Oh, so you mean how do you?
Like, yeah, how do you fake it?
Oh my God.
We're not cutting this out, by the way.
We're putting this in for sure. Okay.
Yeah, I obviously don't want to do that just for the content. So what am I meant to do to pretend?
Okay, we need to pivot away from the dog shit because my brain's thinking dog shit. What are we talking about again?
Okay, if we don't even need to talk about it. It doesn't matter.
The dog shit it took away from the content.
If anyone wants a new content idea and you're willing to put dog shit on your face, there you go.
But the next thing is being consistent. So from May until this very day that we are sitting here right now, mm-hmm. from May 1st until this day, I have posted every single day on TikTok. There has not been a day that I've missed.
That's impressive.
Yeah. And I feel like that is so important because you need to make sure people are constantly seeing your face. I can't tell you how many times someone has commented on my photo being like, I'm so fucking sick of seeing your face. Because you're everywhere.
I got one yesterday, sick of you, .. blocked. And they actually did block me.
There you go. That's like a bit extreme. A lot of people don't do that.
So funny.
But like you want that. You want to know that people are seeing your face constantly and that your videos are getting out there. And
yeah.
That's bringing traffic to your page.
Mm.
The other thing is, sorry, I just keep talking, but making sure that you're making content that's going to link back to your OnlyFans, because if you're making TikTok videos about things that aren't really OnlyFans based, like completely, yeah. like obviously it's fine to throw in a video here or there, but at the end of the day, you want a video that's going to bring people back to your OnlyFans account.
Yeah.
You can't just be talking about something like the flowers you've grown in your garden.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Which is hard, I think. Because I would love to make gym content, mm-hmm. but it's finding that way of spinning it into something that is going to look sexy and appealing and make people sexualize you.
I think though, like gym content could be good because like people love the sweaty look and like the gym shorts that make your butt look good and all of that stuff. So I think you definitely could work with that.
Mm. Yeah, gym is kind of easy, but you're right. Like growing flowers in your garden. You're probably going to appeal to a whole different side of TikTok than the ones you want.
Exactly. You got to get on the right side of TikTok.
But yeah, link it. And you got to think about, okay, I want men to be viewing this TikTok. So, you know, I've got to put a bit of makeup on, do my hair. I want to appeal to them.
Unfortunately, I hate to say that, but that's very true.
Yeah.
Like you do need to put effort into your looks. Yeah. I wish you didn't, but you do.
You do. Filters can't save everything. No. They can save a lot.
Exactly. I think the other thing is, and this is something that I've found with TikTok specifically, I've also really lately gone into Instagram Reels, which has been like so much better for me than TikTok lately.
I've got a couple doing well too.
Like it's crazy. So much, like all my videos get way more views on Instagram Reels than they do on TikTok now. But what I was going to say is just like with the type of content you're posting, be consistent. So if you've got an account and you're posting a video of you talking to camera and then the next video is a video of you doing a little dance trend and the next video is one of like a vlog with a voiceover, not going to work.
Yeah, TikTok, yours is very like your face,
yes.
the whole thing. You could scroll probably like 10 times. It's always new your face.
Yeah. I think if you're wanting to do different content, create different accounts. You have to be consistent on an account. TikTok favors that sort of consistency and so do the followers because the followers know what they're following you for.
Yeah, and it's what like, they're going to get.
Exactly. Mm. So I have like my main TikTok account, which I do a lot of vlogs and like restaurant reviews and stuff like that, like because I enjoy doing that. And then I have my like what I call my OnlyFans TikTok where I tell my sex stories and whatever. And I'm very consistent with the style of the video.
Yeah, that's a good tip.
Yeah. I feel like the last thing I would add is that you should probably make sure that your face is in the start of your videos. You know, the same as the 3-second rule. The first 3 seconds you want your face in the video or your body or like whatever so that, again, people are recognizing you.
Yeah.
As soon as that video pops up into their FYP, they're like, oh, I'll stay and watch this because I know I like her.
Yeah.
If it's like a video of, like I said, the garden or the sky or something.
They don't really know who it is.
No, they're just going to scroll straight past it. So making sure you're putting your face in there is really important. Okay, so next up, we're going to talk about building strong relationships and connections with your subscribers because this is important in keeping those subscribers.
I love this.
Let's talk about it.
I love this.
What advice do you have?
I have quite a few little bits and pieces, but they're going to spend more when they know you more and like you more.
Exactly.
Like anyone, the same as what you said before about Pornhub, you can search whatever you want and get it for free, but it's the same sometimes with our content. They're like, oh, Annie sent me this video, unlock, and that's it. But if you, I mean, I find I'll message them, even if they do unlock something that I've sent out to everyone, I'll be like, oh, I hope you love that video, James, whatever your name is.
Yeah.
And just sort of start to create that relationship because 100%. It breaks the barrier where they realize, okay, this is actually another human on the other end of this. And then I also like to go, oh, if you liked that kind of video, you're probably going to love this video, and I'll give it to you for half price.
So good.
And then you've immediately gone from making $30 from him buying that one video that was put in his face, mm-hmm. to now he's spent $45, and now we're in having a conversation and, you know, getting it going.
Yes.
And then from that, you can learn things about them, like their name, yep. or what they do for work, mm-hmm. or where they're from. And I just add it all to notes.
Yeah, same. And you can like also learn like their schedule. So like, you know, yeah. they might be at work from 9 to 5, but then they come home and they have dinner and then they log on, and that's when they start talking to you at 7 p.m. And then yeah. you know, okay, well, Charlie's going to be on at 7 p.m. tonight. Mm. Can't wait to talk to him. That kind of thing.
Yeah, it's so important to, they know that they can come to you and they feel remembered and they feel special, and yeah. they feel like they want to be back on your page. And then you can even take that to the next level, I guess, where I have a couple of guys where they really, truly do love me, and they yes. tell me that, and they spend a lot of money, mm-hmm. and it takes 2 seconds for me to, like, I've got a guy who pays for my coffee every day, $10 tip. Aww, every single morning will pay really for my sweet. Coffee. Yeah. So I'll just like take a photo or take a video, and his name's Matt, and be like, oh, like, thank you for thanks, my coffee Matt. Today, Matt, and send him a photo. And like that relationship is so easy to build,
yeah.
and it's $10 a day consistently.
No, yeah, I 100% agree. And I think, like, speaking from experience, I have videos automatically that I send out every single yeah. morning, like,
which is great.
That's just like automatic. They go out, and sometimes I'll get a subscriber like really late at night after I've gone to bed, and I'll wake up the next day and, you know, they haven't messaged me, but I've sent them a video. Mm. And it's not until I take the first step to be like, hey, like, thank you so much for subscribing. I like really appreciate it. Like, what are you up to? Like, you literally just ask a simple question.
Yeah.
And they respond, and then you start a conversation. And that's exactly as you said, like, they realize that they're actually talking to a person, and it's not just like, here's this video.
A lot of them don't know.
Yeah.
That we're actually going to be on the other end talking to them, because yeah. there is a lot of huge creators who will never reply.
Yeah. Or there's, yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
Or have, like, I don't know, I guess an agency scheduling their messages, yeah. and then they might not get on until Sunday night, and then they've missed the Monday exactly to Friday right. messages. So it's just being present and talking to them. Is
yeah, exactly. I completely agree. And I think just like, yeah, just, I think the making the notes thing is really important, because mm. obviously you do get a lot of subscribers. And at the start, when you first get a new subscriber, you're not going to immediately remember that person. So making little notes about them is really good, so that you do start to build that like recognition with them.
Yeah.
And they are so grateful when mm-hmm. they realize that, like, they feel special and they're not just another subscriber to yeah. you. And honestly, like, you know, I've built such good relationships with my subscribers, and they're so sweet and so lovely. And it's just so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be present, be yourself.
Exactly.
And just remember that as much as you're creating a relationship on the internet, you're both humans on yeah. either end.
Exactly.
So treat them like that, and they're going to treat you well.
Exactly right.
Okay, the next topic we're going to get into is actually creating content for OnlyFans.
This is a good one.
Yeah.
Because I've had a lot of girls message me and be like, I'm out of ideas. Like, what can I do? What, I've fucked myself with a dildo this many times. Like, yeah. what else can I do? And there's so much you can do.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have a spreadsheet that I write, and like, location is one, and then it's like toy, outfit, or like, you know, and I've got like different categories. You like
mix and match all mix your different things.
Yeah. So like people like heels content, mm-hmm. or stockings, naughty nurse, obviously like dress up and stuff.
Yeah.
Switch up your toys. You could use a dildo. You could use a vibrator. You could like use a, what are those ones you put in your undies or whatever? And it like, you can control it. Levents. Have you heard of them?
Oh yeah, I have. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have one though, but I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. They're good. People go crazy for them. Switching up the location. So like bathroom, in the bath, on the bathroom bench, in yeah. the kitchen, on the kitchen bench, couch. Like, you know what I mean? Or you can't really do public stuff on OnlyFans, but if you had a Fansly account, you could do
public
beach
yeah.
content, hiking content, changing rooms, all of that.
Yeah.
Just like switching up the location, the toys, the lingerie you're wearing, the outfit you're wearing, people like gym content.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's literally endless.
I have a really cool video where we actually cut open a pair of gym shorts.
That is so yeah, good.
Which did really well.
Yeah.
Because it was cool. It was like, it actually was in the moment, like home from the gym straight right. into that. And yeah. I was just like, you know what? Just rip them. Who cares?
That's so good. That would be a good bid.
Like sacrifice, what, a $60 pair of shorts?
Yeah.
It's fine.
Make thousands of dollars. It's worth it.
And like, I think you know, not copy each other, but I find so much inspiration from other girls and just reaching out, and, you know, so many of us see each other's content and each other's pages, and it's like, oh my God, Annie did that in like red heels or whatever. That would be really cool. And then like you just Google red heels, then you'll find something else to spark inspiration. It's just like,
exactly.
There's so many things that you can do.
100%. I think some people get like scared to subscribe to other creators, but I think that that's a really good tip for people who are just starting. Like, yes, you might be spending $15 here, $10 there, but like, obviously pick and choose who you want to subscribe to, but subscribing to other creators and seeing what they're doing and how they run their pages and the type of content they're sending out, I think is like the best way to learn.
Yeah. Well, I did this in the beginning. I subscribed to a few people and just like picking what I liked, and it's things that are now so fundamental to my page. I'm like, I don't know what I would have done if I didn't get that idea from that person.
Exactly.
And no one cares unless you're copy and pasting word for word from someone's account. Like no one is really, we're all there to build each other up and help each other. So yeah,
we all want each, well, most of us want us to do really well, and we all want to do well together, support each other.
Yeah. I think as well with getting ideas for content, it's good to like explore what you enjoy sexually and your own fantasies and your own fetishes, and be like, oh, I've always really thought about using this kind of toy. Just buy it.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to enjoy it and you get to explore, even, and just write the caption, my first time using this kind of toy, subscribers are going to love it.
100%. I agree with that. Some of my best videos, my best solo videos, are when I'm trying a new toy.
Yeah.
Or like I made a video like teaching myself how to squirt. Mm. That did really well. Stuff like that.
My squirting one, my best one, was my first time. And I say on the camera, I'm like, I've never done this before. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to film it. And then, it's really well. Sellable.
Yeah, 100%. All right, we're going to finish this up with just some little tips and tricks and extra advice that we have. Taylor, did you have anything you wanted to say?
I want to talk about shout outs.
Okay. Yeah.
I've heard this thrown around a lot lately. People, I guess, hating on paying for shout outs.
Right.
And I want to get a little bit more specific with it.
Okay.
I have sold shout outs before.
Yes.
To 4 girls.
Yeah.
And yes, it's quite expensive. Because I now have a outreach of over 13,000 people.
Yeah.
And if you're paying me for promotion, it's going to go out to 13,000 screens, and I do have a quite high read rate. So most of my subscribers are opening their messages, which is good.
Yeah.
But if you are going to pay for promo, you need to make sure that the girl you're paying is similar to you.
Agreed. 100%.
In looks, content, like just your whole vibe. Mm-hmm. Because of the 4 girls, one did really, really well. Mm-hmm. And we have a very similar lifestyle, similar content. And we were both blonde at the time, like most of my content. I mean, I've got 50-50 now, brunette and blonde, but she's blonde and did amazing.
Yeah.
And then I had a girl who was pregnant pay me for promo.
Right.
And I actually copped quite a lot of hate from my subscribers for sending them that
promo. Okay.
And I look back now and I probably should have turned it down, but at the time I didn't know.
Yes, it's a learning curve.
Yeah. And she was really, really keen. She's like, you have so many subs. Like, I've just started out. Mm-hmm. I want to do this with you. And I was like, cool, amazing, I'll do it. And yeah, she didn't get many subscribers, and then I copped a lot of slack from them.
Right.
And if you are going to pay for promo, just do a free shout out with someone you're friends with.
Yeah.
And if people see, like if we were to do it right now and they see us interacting in real life on Instagram and then we shout out each other on OnlyFans, it's going to have a lot of cross promotion.
100%. I agree with that.
Our subscribers don't particularly want to see someone who looks completely different, or they have no idea who it is. They're not going to click.
No.
But obviously they're familiar with us, or like girls who you have become friends with over the years. It's, that's the best way to do it. Just do it for free.
I agree. I think like if you can cross promote on social media first and give that a go, I think that that goes really, really well. But if you have the money to spend, just make sure you spend it wisely and that you've done your research on that girl. Also make sure that they send through proper screenshots of the amount of followers,
their statistics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How much their reach is, how many people, their open rate as well. That was a good point that you made. To make sure that the money's actually worth it and that people are actually going to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I just should touch on that because a lot of girls do ask about it.
True.
And I'm just probably not going to do it anymore. But, if you are going to go through with it, make sure it's worthwhile.
I had a note here to talk about the terms of service. We've both had notifications violations for this, make sure you read the terms of service before you start your OnlyFans account or when you've just started it, so that you're familiar with what's allowed and what's not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know I didn't, and I made content. I had two violations early on for something that I didn't realize wasn't allowed on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
So make sure you do your research. I've made a few mistakes. I've got a couple of violations.
Yeah.
And if you do get a certain amount of violations, you will get an account warning and they will eventually delete your account.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously that would be horrible if that's your only source of income.
Yeah. Just be really careful. It's not worth it. And mm-mm. I also have found out the hard way that if a subscriber is asking for something that's not allowed,
mm-hmm.
sometimes even if you interact with that message in a way that OnlyFans doesn't like,
yeah.
you're going to get a violation.
100%. Yeah, definitely. That's happened to me.
So the conversation was about a meetup and the guy was like, really want to meet, blah, blah, blah. And I just sort of kept deflecting it
right.
rather than saying no.
Yeah.
And yeah, I ended up getting the violations because it had read the context of the conversation yes. and seen me interacting with him and has been like, oh, they're talking about meeting up,
mm-hmm.
red flag.
Yep.
Banned. So just be really, really careful. It's not worth losing your account. If there's one subscriber pesting you to meet up, probably just remove them.
I have a thing that I copy and paste that I say to people who say, hey, can we meet up? And it's like, no, please don't talk about this again. I don't do that. I'm an online experience only. Please respect this. It's against the TOS. And
yeah.
I literally just copy and paste that and send that to them.
Mm.
And if they keep pushing it, I'll restrict them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't
it's
want.
It's not worth losing your account.
No, not for one subscriber.
Yeah. Make sure you read all of it.
Yeah.
There's words that are banned.
Mm-hmm.
Like things about alcohol, things about age.
Peeing. Pooing, periods.
Yeah, blood. Any kind of like any content that looks like it might be a little bit too violent.
Yes.
Will get taken down.
So true. Yeah, do
just
your research.
Be smart. And not to be like if a subscriber joins and be like, I don't do this, I don't do that, don't ask for meetups, don't do this.
No.
Don't make it the negatives. Be like, these are all the things that I do. And yeah, really make that. You can make yourself look amazing without having to – mm-hmm. talk about the negative sides of it.
Exactly. And honestly, most of the time when I send that, they're very respectful. They're like, oh yeah. my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. And that's usually what they say. And that's fair enough because not many people do know.
Yeah. One of my biggest tips, which is sometimes hard if they're annoying, but is to always just be really, really kind and mm-hmm. gracious.
Always.
This is the same with social media and OnlyFans. Sometimes haters will transfer from TikTok over to OnlyFans just because they want to try and exploit you
mm-hmm.
and they're going to be very nasty, but kindness goes a long way.
Yep.
I've had people subscribe and be like, spent $5, not worth it.
Yes, I've had that too.
When I clearly have in my bio, if you pay the subscription, you are going to get a video sent to you for free at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you know what? I could be a bitch back to him, but I'm just gonna be like, hey, like you do get to choose a free video out of the 48 that are above, swipe across, there's lots to choose from, I'm sure you'll find something you'll like. And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't realize.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just sometimes bite your tongue and be nice.
Literally. Yeah. Yeah. Don't always, sometimes if I'm in a bad mood, I'll like get all angry back, but sometimes you just gotta be patient with them.
Yeah.
If you had one final piece of advice or tip to give, what would it be?
To know your boundaries
mm-hmm.
and use OnlyFans as like a safe and happy space and make it something that you love doing.
Yeah.
Don't think that you need to like bend to everyone's every request and yeah, just be yourself and you'll be very successful, I think.
Love it. Good advice.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. A lot of content.
Yeah, I hope you guys got some good tips from us. If you want to give us a follow on Instagram or our TikTok, it is doubledose.thepodcast. Make sure to give our podcast a follow on Apple Music and Spotify. And we'll see you next week.
Bye. Double Dose.